The Office of Personnel Management's Inspector General is calling out the agency's Chief Information Officer, Donna Seymour, for not cooperating with auditors. At the same time, Congressman Jason Chaffetz repeated his call for Seymour to resign or to be fired. Federal News Radio's Francis Rose is here to discuss the latest episode in this ongoing OPM data breach saga. Francis, good morning.
Morning, Jason.
So obviously the IT claim, the IG's claims are very serious. Give me your read about really what's going on here.
Well, it's surprising to me that at this point, after all of the rigmarole that we've been through about what's going on in the technology shop at the Office of Personnel Management, that what Mr. McFarland is saying is really what's happening. It's surprising that there is that he's not getting the cooperation that he wants, given the fact that we've seen the transition at the top of the agency, that Beth Cobert is there, and that she has made really concerted efforts to reach out to members of Congress and say, we're changing the way we're doing business here. So I'm certainly not implying that I doubt what the Inspector General is saying, but it's just it's hard to figure what to make of it, given the obviously the need for change at the agency and the change that it appears had happened. Putting it all together right now is kind of hard in my book.
It's interesting because when you read the IG's report or letter to Beth Cobert, and we have it linked up on federalnewsradio.com, one of the things he goes through is several incidents that have happened over the last year or more, all pointing back to, you know, miscommunications or misinformation that was been challenged. And it's not clear why that happened. And so much of this report's redacted, it's almost a little disappointing because you really don't get a sense of what's going on. And one quote that I'll just kind of pull out that I thought was very interesting, it's where Patrick McFarland, the IG, says, listen, I'm not trying to get anyone in trouble. I'm just trying to say this is of concern and we need to clear the air. From your experience, when you talk to IGs on your show, when you've been in front of IGs in terms of their counsels and given speeches, do they feel like, is this really clearing the air or is this really calling someone out?
It strikes me that it's more of a clearing of the air. The quote that you're referring to, I thought was interesting, too. I'm sharing this with you not to accuse any OPM employees of intentional misconduct. So he's being very, because he can do that. He and other inspectors general can list in a factual, almost prosecutorial way, employees that they think have engaged in misconduct, and can even name them if they care to do so. So I agree with you that that's noteworthy that he's being very specific not to say that there is a problem with one particular person or with one particular person's conduct. But the concept that he would do the letter, I think, is maybe the most interesting thing, and where it's particularly troublesome, I think, is that it feeds the narrative of people like Jason Chaffetz that there are problems here, that it's an agency out of control. It reminds me of the same issues that are going on at the Department of Veterans Affairs, where there constantly seems to be a drip, drip, drip of things that will cause the leaders of the committees that oversee VA to have another reason to write another letter to Bob McDonald and Sloan Gibson. It seems to be the same kind of thing is starting to happen at OPM. And if we get a month or 6 weeks into this and there are other reasons for other people to keep feeding this narrative that is infuriating Jason Chaffetz, then we have an agency that could wind up in crisis. On the other hand, if this is something that's either in its nascent stages or isn't as widespread as we see at other agencies, then we have an opportunity, I think, for Beth Cobert, who seems to be universally respected on Capitol Hill, to get a handle on what's going on and say, come on, we're really going to change the way we're doing things at this agency. This is not going to continue, and for some of these things to either go away or disappear completely.
I'm speaking with Federal News Radio's Francis Rose. Francis, I want to shift gears with you for a second. There's something that made us all laugh in the newsroom yesterday about a GAO decision about the National Weather Service saying that the Commerce Department couldn't use appropriated funds to buy disposable cups, plates, silverware. One person, I think, retweeted what you said and called it, this goes into the annals of crazy. Just what's your take on this ruling by GAO?
I couldn't even believe that somebody would ask. What's going on that somebody would ask or contest the fact that a workplace, whether it's a federal agency or not, could or couldn't buy their employees plastic forks or whatever? I think it's kind of stupid myself. I think it's just it's silly. Like, who? I'm not even sure why that would bother somebody, but obviously it bothered somebody because somebody decided to ask the GAO about it.
Exactly. Well, Francis Rose is Federal News Radio's anchor on In Depth. You'll be on later this afternoon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.